Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with a Monday episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears whenever you felt like tapping in for the last 500 episodes, and I really appreciate that. I have gotten my Lortana Italian natural mineral water in my system. I've gone for my morning walk, and I am ready to talk. So, today's episode is going to be about how sometimes we make real mountains out of molehills, okay? Sometimes we be doing too much. Myself included. I'm never above what I say. I'm never above what I tell y'all. I'm never above the advice that I give. And I'm inspired to talk about it because this happened actually last year. So I ended up, because y'all know I work in the field. I ended up working a new gig, and I can't say which one because I'm on NDA for like the last, I've been on NDA for a long time with the jobs that I work. But last year I had a, I was working a new job. And it was, I had some, you know, some screens and things like that. And, you know, so I was just, you know, working, and I was noticing that my eyes all of a sudden started looking different. And I just didn't know what was going on, right? And sometime in like March, I went to this Black Woman Sales Summit, right? And I'm meeting people that I'm actually following on Instagram with this one eye that looks swollen, not swollen, but it looks strained and pink, right? It was, I thought I had pink eye, but I didn't have pink eye. That was ruled out. So I'm like, why is my eye so pink? Like, it will wake up white and then it would slowly be pink, or you know, it would look strained as the day went on. And I'm going in public looking crazy, y'all. Looking so crazy because I had an issue with my eye, just didn't know what it was. So I was like, I don't understand what's going on. So I'm making this big deal about, oh my gosh, what is it? Just came out of nowhere, blah, blah, blah. Child, I go back to the eye doctor. I go to the eye doctor just to go, you know, get an opinion, right? A professional opinion. What's not wrong with me? I just needed glasses. That was just a real strong eye strain. That's what that was. And the little blue light glasses I had was not working. I needed something a little stronger. And I was like, wow, I sat up here tripping for weeks thinking that I could do something myself and I could just fix it, not realizing that I really just needed glasses. I know for some of my holistic folks, look, I'm down for the holistic too, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So once I went to the doctor and the eye doctor and got my glasses, I was like, you know what? This ain't too bad. And my eye strain went down significantly. I've never had an eye like that since. Even when I choose to wear them, you know, intermittently and stuff like that, I don't wear them like 100%. But just me wearing them in that moment helped cure the issue. And also reducing my screen time on my phone also helped me have like, it helped me have like a consistent all day strain. This whole time I'm tripping thinking, I don't know what's going on and blah, blah, blah. Look how it looks. It looked worse than what it was. I just needed some dang on glasses. And some of y'all are probably doing the same thing to some of the problems in your life. Okay. Now, if your problem related to capitalism, we ain't talking about that because capitalism gonna capitalism. And unfortunately, that's a problem here in America. So that is what that is. That actually might be a mountain. That actually is a mountain. So, you know, no judgment there. But in terms of some of the other problems that aren't requiring such a drastic change, you know, aren't even having a drastic diagnosis of an issue. And I'm not saying this in terms of medical terms. I'm saying in terms of the diagnosis of what the issue really is. Some of y'all are literally, and again, I say this with love because I'm the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win. Some of y'all making mountains out of molehills, and y'all could just fix that with a simple conversation. Get the pride and the ego aside and just work it out. Just talk it out. Get the clarity you need. You assumed, like I did, about my eye, thinking I had a terrible situation with my eye because it looked bad. You probably assuming something right now about somebody that you're dealing with. And I'm not even saying romantically. I'm saying just in a general sense, coworker, friend, family. You know, it may be a boo thing. Who knows? But there's probably a problem that you already diagnosed that really don't even exist. So please go get the clarification you need so that you're not making these mountains out of these molehills. If you have a question, one simple question, just ask. That's all you got to do, baby. Just ask. Even with your health. Let's go there. Some of y'all might be thinking, oh, snap, this looks terrible. What is this? Some of y'all might even have a strained eye like me, looking crazy in these streets, looking like you got pink eye and you don't. You just had a strain. One of your eyes just weaker than the other. You just got to get glasses. It is what it is. And you know what I mean? You know, of course, you can do your holistic stuff and everything, but you don't even know what's going on yet. Some of y'all throwing a gang of stuff at a problem, not even knowing what the exact problem is or what the exact issue is. All I'm saying is go figure out what the issue is, boo friend. Once you know what you're dealing with, then you can know how big to attack it, to get rid of it or to fix it or to rectify it, whatever you want to do. So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart today on this beautiful Monday, because sometimes we start a week on some BS, not realizing we don't have to. Sometimes we kind of contribute to our own problems. I know we don't like hearing that, because sometimes people use that to weaponize you with your traumas, right? But we're not talking about that. We're talking about just sometimes just not getting enough information could be the difference between a problem being severe in a mountain or being something that's super simple to fix like a molehill. Okay, so let's start this week solving problems by knowing what the problem is, okay? What my homeboy Twist had to say. So let's continue to work. And let's continue to imagine reality. Shout out to Twist Taylor of the Mogul Motivation Podcast. One of my favorite podcasters. He said something the other day. He was like, we were the podcasters, you know, 2020. Pre-2020, like 2020 BC. I thought that was funny. But yeah, because we've been podcasting for a while. And the thing about me and Twist's journey that I think is interesting and different than most podcasters is that we have been able to translate it into different ways behind the scenes, and I think that's really dope. So that's another thing I want to talk about too in terms of the creative journey, and I think I will discuss that Wednesday, because that is when I usually do my double podcast episode, and I'm just really in the energy of just wanting to share and just reaffirm all creators, because I think sometimes people think that the creative journey is supposed to look a certain way and it doesn't. So I'm gonna definitely talk about that on Wednesday. But don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you have not subscribed to the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast wherever you're listening. Some of y'all might have been listening through the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast link. If you'd like to listen on Podchaser, I think that's the link at the top of the page of the spiritualhomegirlpodcast.com, the website. You can rate it on Podchaser, or you can go to wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, any podcast, Podbean. There's so many different places that you can check the podcast out. I'm more than likely going to jump back on Libsyn. I feel like I need to get back on Libsyn. But, yeah, I'm everywhere. Listen to podcasts. Just find Spiritual Homegirl and subscribe. Also, leave a review if you haven't done so. And if you've done all that, thank you so much. Don't forget to subscribe to the email list. I have an email going out tomorrow, actually Tuesday. I will catch people up on the episodes they may have missed and also share some important things that I got going on with your girl, okay? So with that being said, I'll catch y'all in 2 days. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Don't forget, like I said, catch up. If you've been missing up on the podcast episodes, catch up, okay? I have some good stuff. The last episode I talked about was how we are spectators within our own experience and how we can avoid that. But I'll keep going on forever, and I'm starting to sound like my grandmother be trying to get off the phone, and next thing you know, 5 minutes later turns to 30 minutes later and we still on the line. I don't want to granny y'all tonight, so so again, this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Granny Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do with love, okay? Have a wonderful week. Love y'all. Peace.